The Cinema Owners Association has decided not to screen films with Pakistani actors, which means that there is trouble for Karan Johar's A Dil Hai Mushkil, which features the Pakistani actor Fawad Khan in a pivotal role. The Exhibitors Association has told all members not to release A Dil Hai Mushkil, as the sentiment in India is against Pakistani actors.
Just a fortnight before its much-hyped Diwali release, Mushkil for Karan Johar's A Dil Hai Mushkil, with an association of close to 450 single-screen cinema owners deciding not to screen films with Pakistani actors or technicians. A Dil Hai Mushkil has Pakistani actor Fawad Khan in a special appearance and Imran Abbas.
See, we have not put a ban on the release of the films. We have suspended the release of the films where Pakistani artists, technicians, etc. are involved. Our association has got more than 450 members. They are in Gujarat, they are in Maharashtra, they are in part of Karnataka and Goa also. So we have told our members that decision has been taken by the executive committee. And let's see. And I'm sure they will not screen the pictures.
While the decision could impact Rais, which releases in January next year, and Dear Zindagi and Mom, scheduled for release later in 2017, in the immediate term, it is only Karan Johar's big budget venture that will be hit. Even the censor board chief says there is no legal basis for such a ban.
Censor okay release pe aa rahi hai aur usko kisi ko bhi right nahi banta ki uski picture ko roke.
Ne aakrosh prakat karne ka to adhikar hai aur Bharat mein bahut gehra aakrosh hai aatankwad ko lekar. To jo log uri ki ghatna ko jin logon ne condemn nahi kiya hai aur wo lagatar kaam ki bhi apeksha karte hain to mujhe lagta hai ki jo association ne kiya hai kuch na kuch soch samajh ke kiya hoga.
As the decision was rapidly politicized, as reflective of the mood of the nation,
Karan Johar's A Dil Hai Mushkil may be the first film to really feel the heat of the suspension announced today by the Cinema Owners and Exhibitors Association of India, but the filmmaker has also found plenty of support from the Film and TV Producers Guild of India.
An appeal from Bollywood.
We are with the government in every possible way. We back the spirit, we back the emotions, the films which are complete, where crores and crores of rupees have been invested. Let them release.
With Raj Thackeray's Maharashtra Navnirman Sena threatening to block Karan Johar's film, single-screen cinema owners are also worried about possible violence.
Give the assurance also to the cinema owners that don't worry, the full police force will be there to help you and protect you. That's the job of the government, not us.
Karan Johar's Dharma Productions and Fox Star Studios in a statement have said they are set to release the film on track for Diwali, but it seems the fireworks are far from over. In Mumbai, with Beverly White, Keetki Angre for NDTV.
So are Pakistani actors, or for that matter Bollywood per se, a soft target, or does this actually reflect the mood of the nation, and is it therefore incumbent upon those involved in the industry to reflect the anger that exists in this country after the terrorist attacks in Jammu and Kashmir? Joining us for more on this, Nitin Dattad, the president of the Cinema Owners and Exhibitors Association of India, Anna Vetika, the film critic, Alec Padamse, and Shaina NC. I'd like to thank all of you very much for joining us. Mr. Dattad, we have a very strong Indian army. When there are terrorist attacks, they take out terrorists. We've got political leaders to make their political statements, for right or for wrong, to take on Pakistan. We've got diplomats who do this internationally. Why do you believe it is your responsibility to shut out Pakistanis?
See, it is first of all started by the Pakistani artists by not referring to terrorist attacks or not condemning them. The feedback which you are getting from the audiences or public which regularly visits our cinemas all across the states, we got the feedback from our members that public in general and their sentiments were against releasing of this picture.
So how did you gauge the sentiment of the public, sir? Did you get some sort of empirical data to suggest that Indian audiences would not want to watch a Fawad Khan?
So,
Sir, it seems to a lot of people that Indians are upset and angry at terrorist attacks.
I am talking about
those
the
are conducted
which,
by terrorists.
Which visits,
are we angry
which
at
visits
Pakistani
our cinemas? Every Indian is angry against the terrorist attacks, and there is general view or sentiment.
So is Fawad Khan
in,
a terrorist, sir?
India and Indian public against these attacks? And what I told you earlier also. Who says that?
I'm asking you that, sir. It's his film which is going to be affected. It's Karan Johar's new film which is going to be in trouble now.
He should have done that.
Sorry? Ae Dil Hai Mushkil features Fawad Khan. He's a Pakistani actor. That's going to be released in a few days.
Even the exhibitors would be in trouble money-wise also. Okay. I don't say the committee has taken the decision. It is not my personal decision, and it is a decision taken by all the members. And what the feedback they got and which we have received from our regular patrons regarding these films, we have taken the decision.
Right, and so it doesn't matter to you that that a particular film, the crores spent over
and
there,
we have,
has been
secondly, we have not
affected.
Banned these films. Sir, we have said that
you've effectively banned it, sir. You can't ban it. That's what the censor board does. But
even
by not showing it in more than 400 cinema halls, you have effectively banned it, sir.
No, we have not. But we have not. Who says that we have banned? We have not banned the film.
If you don't show it in 450 cinema halls, what does it mean, sir?
We have said that we have suspended the release. That picture can be released. That picture can be released in future.
Let the things get normalized. Alec Padamse, would you like to come in over here?
And the
is
money
this argument
is not only
at all convincing to
even
you?
Even the exhibitors...
That suspend the release of the film now, show it later on. Right now, Indians hate Pakistanis.
Yeah, I would like to comment. The main comment I would like to make is that who is in charge of allowing Pakistani actors to come with a proper visa to India to act in Bollywood films? As far as I know, it's the central government. Now, if the central government didn't want it, then they wouldn't have given them visas or they would have withdrawn the visas. But for any state or any political party to say, we will not allow it, means that they are defying the central government. So I wish the Prime Minister would speak on this. And if he can't speak, maybe the Supreme Court can. You cannot decide what the public will see and what they won't see unless you are in charge of that decision. The decision for our foreign countries must be taken only by the central government. That means, in other words, in West Bengal, if Mamata Banerjee doesn't like a Bangladesh film and will not allow it to be released, or doesn't like Bangladesh, she'll say, no, you can't show this film.
Okay, so I take your point.
Then the same thing happens in Sri Lanka.
The authority that decides this, it shouldn't be left for anybody and everybody to decide what to screen and what not to screen.
Exactly. You are so right.
China, what is the position of the government on this? Are you okay with Pakistani actors being blocked, banned, blockaded? These are all words. They won't be shown by Bollywood.
The sentiment in the country now, is there a feeling against Pakistan in the current scenario? Clearly there is. It's echoed by every citizen, and if one talks about an isolationist policy, you cannot say that, you know, you will have it in some parameters and not in some. So if you're isolating diplomatically, politically, economically, culturally, obviously in the days to come the government's going to have a huge think about even giving legitimate visas. Because you can't expect Pakistan to be exporting all kinds of terror to us and for us to be magnanimously importing their talent, because we're not short on talent. But that speaks in the days to come. As far as this particular film is concerned, from what I gather and what I've understood, it has been shot a year ago. There have been legitimate visas given to the actor in question. And if the censor board has given a permission, for it to be shown, it is the prerogative of the people if they want to see it or not. I want to only raise one question here, and I want to actually, as a thought, expose what I feel. Mm-hmm. That, you know, the difference between us and Pakistan is clearly that we are a democracy and we believe in a process which is different to them. If you take even Kasab's trial, I mean, after a full trial, did we pronounce a sentence? So India clearly is a different country, which is to suggest, so I'm coming to that. I knew you'd ask me a counter question. My point is this, that will the Maharashtra state government ensure that there is no law and order situation? Clearly we will. But when we give a permission in retrospect, when was that given? Were the relations good or not, at that given point in time?
So it's a key point to understand.
Here on, there cannot be...
So what happens to this film? Valid permits, it was shot a year back, crores have been put into it. I understand what you're talking about in the future. A lot of people would disagree with that, but I understand what you're saying about the future. What about this film? You believe this film should go ahead since it happened pre-URI?
If this film has the legitimate permissions, the censor board has given it permission, whether the fact is that whether we will be in a position to comment on it, frankly, it is this decision that is taken by Nitin Datar and the entire lot is not the government's decision. This is a public sentiment, and that public sentiment is being echoed under different forums as well. What is the duty of the state government if there are legitimate permissions to ensure that there is
safety and security and there's the question.
No law and order situation?
You are not answering the question.
Which is exactly what we are proposing to do. We will ensure that there is no law and order situation.
Absolutely.
And it is for public of this country to decide if they
want to watch it or not. BJP believe that this particular film, Ae Dil Hai Mushkil, which came with valid permissions and things like that, should be restricted from broadcast at this juncture? From screening at this juncture?
It is not the BJP's viewpoint. That's what I'm saying. The permissions are given by the censor board. The legitimate visa was given in the past. So if we're going to go into retrospective, then we have to talk about lots of other things.
Okay.
So I would
suggest
here on we have a policy which is very clear.
Okay. Anna, do you want to come in over here? I think China is pretty clear about that. That look, there was a series of decisions taken in the past. It's not up to the government per se to decide on. It is for the censor board. They've given permissions. Visas were also given. This film was shot. But here onwards, the sentiment and the belief of many in India and perhaps in the government is that Pakistani actors
and isolation can't
shouldn't
be selective.
Be Where
it
do
has
you
to
stand
be in
on
totality.
That? Anna.
Yes, Vishnu, I think that the choice of words of both Nitin and China is very important. In the press conference, while making the announcement, Nitin had spoken about how there is no political pressure, but they need to respect the sentiments of the public, which is something he said again over here. And he also spoke of the worries of theatre owners about security. It is actually the worries about security that the government should be addressing. And China, as the spokesperson of the BJP, should be giving a guarantee that there will be no security issues at theatres that release the Ae Dil Hai Mushkil. First. Second, because there has been repeated use of the term public sentiment, I would like to know how the Maharashtra Nav Nirman Sena or Shena or Nitin Datar has any conclusive evidence of public sentiment about a particular film, which, by the way, is directed by a hugely popular director like Karan Johar and stars hugely popular Indian stars Ranbir Kapoor, Aishwarya Rai Bachchan, Anushka Sharma, in addition to Fawad Khan. What is really, and I'll tell you what's going on over here right now, Vishnu, is that this is an effort not to punish Pakistan or Pakistanis. This is an effort to punish Indians who do not go along with the herd mentality that the present government wants to encourage. There has been an effort to whip up a frenzy because tension between India and Pakistan is not new. We have had tension between India and Pakistan for decades together. We have had cross-border terrorism for decades together. Forget about Kashmir. Pakistani terrorists have come in all the way up to the commercial capital of India. So there is nothing new in the situation
right now. Doesn't mean that
right
we don't
now,
draw a line now.
Is being
so the counter argument, Anna, is that we need to draw a line at some stage.
That does not mean...
That's the counter argument. We need to draw a line at some stage.
No, Vishnu, Yes. Do allow me to answer that question. Vishnu, if individual members of the public decide that they do not want to go and watch a film or a concert featuring a Pakistani artist, they are well within their rights to do so. But the Theatre Owners Association refusing to release a film featuring a Pakistani artist is a form of coercion. Freedom of expression definitely includes
okay,
the
Anna,
right to
let
protest.
Okay, you've said a lot of things. I need to get Mr. Dhatar.
Right
I need to get
but
Mr. Dhatar to respond.
But over here, there is coercion involved.
Mr. Dhatar, two questions. Firstly, were you under some sort of political pressure or political compulsion from any political party to stop Pakistan, to stop this film or any other film featuring Pakistanis from releasing? That's my first question. And my second question, sir, is on what basis do you say that that you have done some sort of sample?
I don't want to.
And therefore, everybody's sentiment is against Pakistanis featuring in an Indian film. On what basis is this?
That is what I am saying you. We have not banned the film of Karan Johar. What we have said is we are suspending the release for future date when things normalize. And all the what we have decided is all the films where these artists are concerned, we are not going to release the film. The same stand has been taken by the Indian Motion Pictures Producers Association, except that they wanted to release these two films, not the rest. And there are so many films which are on the floor, which are 50% complete, 25% complete. Even those films, the producers have decided, that is what I heard, that they are going to replace the artists or technicians, whatever it is, in future, and see that those artists don't get work here. And secondly, you are talking about the sentiments. I am talking about the people who are visiting our cinemas, who are saying that you please see that our sentiments are not hurt regarding these films. And we listen to them and the members. And it is our prerogative or our right whether to every censor picture should be released by us. Even we have a choice whether to release the film or not. Looking to so many circumstances which might result.
Okay, Alec. Alec, would you like to respond to that? They believe that it is their right. The Cinema
and secondly,
Owners Association says it is their
Karan
right.
If Karan Johar's film is yet to be released, we don't know how much the.
So your point, Mr. Padam, say earlier on that look, you know, we have a government
it's
to stop
not
these
our
things.
Rights.
He disagrees. He says it's his right as well.
I am saying it is not the association.
So Mr. Padam, say go ahead. Reply to that. Yeah.
The members. I would like to say that if there's a public sentiment against Pakistani actors acting in Bollywood films, then the public will have every right to stay away. But they cannot be political parties or even states
exactly.
to say we will ban it. This is not a democracy, this is a mobocracy. So please understand, we are a democracy, not a mobocracy. Let the public decide they'll stay away. Let the producer and the director and all go bankrupt. If they don't want to see the film, don't see it. But you can't stop it from being shown. That is censorship of the worst kind, freedom of expression. I agree, if I was making the film, I may not use a Pakistani actor, true. But it's Karan Johar's right to use, if it was given a visa, if he was given a visa, it's his right to use him. And that I stand by, that is what democracy is all about.
Shaina, any last comment on that? That at the end of the day, it's the viewer who should be deciding?
Yeah, Vishnu, I'd just like to make a few points. That yes, clearly in a democracy, rule of law must prevail. Is there a public sentiment? Absolutely in the current scenario, especially after Uri and Pathankot and the denial mode that Pakistan's been in, one would have expected even the stalwarts who are coming here to perform as artists, given legitimate visas in the past, should have also probably condemned and shown the solidarity with our armed forces that lost their lives, because that is far more valuable than any kind of commercial gain. Having said that, if this film has been shot 1 year ago with legitimate visas, the censor board, which is an independent body, has given permission, I think that we all cannot be constantly talking retrospective. Here on, clearly the government is
so here on
that isolation has to be in total.
Okay, so there needs to be a policy
selective.
Here on.
You cannot have people exporting terror and expecting us to import talent. We're not short on talent.
Okay.
And of course, there is a public sentiment which is going to be extremely cautious.
Okay, Shaina, I'm having to interrupt over here because I'm completely out of time. And Anna, I'm sorry I couldn't come back to you. It's a shorter program today. But I think you have conveyed your point very, very effectively when you believe that this is not the right step to have been taken. Ultimately, it's democracy which needs to be defined. How is it being defined presently? Completely out of time. We need to take this short break. Thanks very much for being with us.